Hello, I'm Kate and I'm going to read the editor's column. And it starts with a poem by John Clare called On a Lane in Spring. A little lane, the brook runs close beside and spangles in the sunshine while the fish glide swiftly by and hedges leafing with the green spring tide. From out their greenery the old birds fly and chirp and whistle in the morning sun. The pilework glitters beneath the pale blue sky. The little robin has its nest begun, and grass-green linnets round the bushes fly. How mild the spring comes in! The daisy buds lift up their golden blossoms to the sky. How lovely are the pingles and the woods! Here a beetle runs, and there a fly rests on the arum leaf in bottle green, and all the spring in this sweet lane is seen. Clare was a man riven with depression and despair. Today he would probably be termed bipolar, but in the mid-19th century, being locked down in an asylum was the only treatment offered to him. It is a little like that today as we remain confined to our homes and days go by with grim metronomic regularity. But hey-ho, one day soon there will be a new normal, with fewer distractions, I suspect, and less opportunity to consume, though some may consider that a blessing. Nature has taken over my imagination in our lockdown as I discover yet new corners of Benson, with the sudden realisation I live opposite a meadow. And to make up for the trudging along, the sun has shone on people in the south every day but one in the last 9 weeks. Frost nipped the potatoes, but the allotments are flourishing and extremely well tended. There will be vegetables galore come the summer. The Bulletin has striven for continuity through these difficult times, though not without hiccups. May was delivered late for reasons beyond our control, but we are determined to deliver June ourselves. Volunteers are much appreciated, and do contact us if you would like to step up. And I very much hope you are reading this in the month's first week and not 2021. I wanted to thank all our advertisers who keep renewing their adverts with us, even though some of them are struggling to or can't work at the moment. Without them, the Bulletin would close down and be lost to the village. I can't express my gratitude too loudly to them. So, Flaming June then.